on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And as you can imagine, RTE all over the front pages yet again this morning. For many months now, pretty much several times a week, the state broadcaster seems to be on the front pages. This, of course, because of that very damning statement released by the former chair now, Shuni Rahilly, the Irish Independent. New RTE chair walking into firestorms as Martin rebuked. Ni Rahilly launches scathing criticism of hands-off media minister. The Irish Daily Mirror, a licence to kill. Minister slammed over collapse of licence fees. Former chair says she was forced out. The Irish Daily Mail, ouch minister. Former RTE chair accuses Catherine Martin of being hands-off in blistering rebuke and says her enforced dismissal seemed designed to traduce my reputation. On a separate note, traduce, beautiful word, not used enough. I'm sure a few people probably had to Google it yesterday, but it's a lovely word. And that was the last killer line in Shuni Rahilly's, I think it was a six-page statement released yesterday. And then the Irish Times on the front page, former RTE chair says minister forced her dismissal. As you can imagine, the opposition are absolutely loving this story and calling for the minister to appear before the Dáil. I heard Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats on with Anton on the Hard Shoulder last night saying that the revelations were very concerning. The Irish Times writes that the government has been dealt a severe blow in its effort to finally get ahead of the RTE crisis after the former chair, Shuni Rahilly, claimed her enforced dismissal was a calculated move by Minister Catherine Martin to traduce her reputation. And of course, bit of a headache when this statement landed, because coalition party leaders had to meet last night to appoint her successor, who will be Terence O'Rourke, the new chair. The new chair of the RTE board will be Terence O'Rourke, who is chair of the ESB board and has been chair of the Irish Times as well, and a former KPMG managing partner. So if you're not sick of the RTE crisis, and I know a lot of people are, if you're not sick of it, there's plenty about it in the papers today, and there's going to be even more tomorrow about it after that chair is appointed. On to other news, the front of the Irish Times, walking, cycling and wheeling take 680,000 cars off the road every day in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford. This is according to the largest survey of active travel in urban areas. It's done by the National Transport Authority, and it suggests that those areas that we just mentioned there, more than half of adults walk five or more days a week, while at least 15% cycle once a week. So all this talk about getting cars off the roads and for the environment, actually 680,000 cars are off the road every day because of walking and cycling in our cities. About one in two residents surveyed want to walk or wheel more. Wheeling, by the way, means using a mobility aid like a wheelchair or a stroller. And a third would like to cycle more, although there's a gender gap in cycling. Apparently men much more likely to cycle than women. That's on the front of the Irish Times. We'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Then two of the papers go with Sinead O'Connor. On the front page, the Irish Daily Star, nothing compares, screw you. And then the Irish Sun, take a run and Trump. Great headlines. Sinead O'Connor's estate has told Donald Trump to stop using her music. Apparently he plays Nothing Compares to You at his rallies, and Sinead O'Connor's, her estate, says that Sinead would have been disgusted, hurt and insulted to have her work misrepresented by someone who she herself referred to as a biblical devil. Inside the papers, feels like a load of people are on Ozempic. We actually have the official figures in the Irish Independent. More than 25,500 people are receiving the weight loss drug Ozempic for free through HSE schemes. Now, it's not for weight loss, it's for treating diabetes only. It is licensed here to treat diabetes. However, some doctors are prescribing it off-label for patients with obesity. And a new study yesterday, marking World Obesity Day, ranked Irish men 41st for prevalence of obesity among high-income English-speaking countries. Irish women ranked 90th. So that is in the Irish Independent. In Kerry, there's a lot of concern, we're told in the Irish Examiner, about churches being broken into, and now all parishes in County Kerry are being asked to review their security after break-ins and burglaries in churches. Several churches churches in Killarney have been targeted in daylight over the last number of months. Kerry has a growing number of parishes that do not have priests, and it has just 40 priests for 53 parishes, but the county has 110 churches. And parish committees have now been asked by the diocese to review their security procedures to make sure that they protect parish property. They're being advised that valuable religious items and artefacts must be stored away in unmarked and secure cabinets, safes or storage rooms. Elsewhere in the papers, two from the UK papers. One is about, from the Times of London, about the language we use when talking to children. And words really do matter. Girls are less inspired to be creative than boys because they're more likely to be called sweet or cute instead of cool or brave. A study found that girls as young as five were actually being stifled creatively because two-thirds say the language they heard made them worried about making mistakes and felt like they shouldn't experiment. So words like brave, cool, genius and innovative were twice as likely to be attributed to boys, while girls were seven times more likely to be given the attributes of sweet, beautiful and cute. So when you hear words like that, you don't feel you can mess up in any way because you're so perfect and sweet and beautiful. This is a big survey, by the way. It's a poll of 61,500 parents and children across 36 countries by LEGO, and researchers say that the pressure for perfection was limiting girls' creative confidence and that biased language played a role. And you can imagine that in later life, boys more likely to become entrepreneurs if they're hearing words like innovative and genius rather than sweet or beautiful. So that's in the Times of London. And finally, from the Daily Telegraph, staying with young people, there's a big rise in young people smoking cigars, apparently. And it's all being blamed on lockdowns, which caused a surge in cigar and pipe smoking. I don't know when I last saw someone smoke a pipe. I was at a stag last weekend and a couple of people were smoking cigars, though. So they are very, very popular. And young adults were the most likely to smoke them after the revival of a trend that may have been inspired by sports stars and musicians. These are figures in the Telegraph, so obviously they're from across the water, but I'm sure replicated in some way here. There's been a 350% rise in adults using cigars, cigarillos, don't know what they are, pipes and shisha over the past decade, and it is a public health concern, according to experts. And this has nothing to do with e-cigarettes or vaping. This is entirely separate. So it looks like people want to smoke something. And if it's not going to be a fag, it's going to be a cigar, a shisha, a pipe or an e-cigarette or whatever. So scientists are linking it to lockdowns. And there's also been a rise in use of these products coinciding with a ban on menthol cigarettes. That ban wasn't extended to other tobacco products. So that research published in the Daily Telegraph today, apparently Rihanna and Jay-Z are making cigars cool again. I have tried a cigar before and felt absolutely sick after I tried it, but other people seem to love them. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.